What is peace brain? Peace brain is the synergistic connection between our mental and emotional bodies, blending the electrical power of the mind with the magnetic force of the heart. Listen and explore how to create unity worldwide as we blend science and metaphysics, open our hearts and minds to the possibilities of peace on Earth, and create the life we are each destined for. Featured guests range from angel communicators to zoologists and everything in between. Now here is your host, Dr. Gail Lash.
Hello and welcome to the Peace Brain Show. This is Dr. Gail Lash and we're happy to have you here today. Today we are going to talk about the Baha'i Faith and the prayers and meditating. Learn how to meditate with the energy of the prayers. This is something that has always fascinated me for many years now, and I want to go into a little bit about what the Baha'i Faith is about, but mainly to talk about the energy of the prayers and lead us through several prayers and several meditations so that you too can feel the energy of it. I am a metaphysician, so I work in the energy realm, and really my point here tonight is to have us feel the energy of these sacred prayers. And actually, I will be I will also be adding a couple of prayers from other faiths as well. Okay, so take a breath and let's get started. I normally open with a quote, but because all of these prayers are quotes, I think we'll just get started in getting set up to feel these prayers and the energy of them. So, sit back in your chair or wherever you are, be comfortable, and give yourself a grounding cord. A grounding cord is that energetic connection between your body and the planet Earth, the center crystal core of Mother Earth. And I like to visualize a waterfall or sometimes a beam of light coming out of my last vertebrae, my spine, and going all the way down through the dirt, the bedrock, and into the iron crystal core of Mother Earth, and really anchoring in well into Mother Earth. It's kind of like that third prong on the electrical outlet. In fact, it's exactly like that. Just so that when surges of energy come your way, you can ground it off into Mother Earth, into that grounding cord. And she uses that energy to recycle it and use it to create new, exciting, wonderful things. She neutralizes that energy to be used. So take a breath and have your grounding cord. And I invite you to just let go of the day. Whatever you've done previously to this moment, go ahead and let it flow down this grounding cord into Mother Earth. And really be present here in this moment, because of course in this moment is where we each create our reality and each exist, not in the past or the future, but in the present moment. All right, excellent. Another tool, if you choose, just because I feel we'll add some tools here, some energy tools while we're working with these prayers. And one is a rose flower. And I invite you to put a rose out at the edge of your aura, at the edge of your energy field. And you don't have to know exactly where that is. Just intend that it is at the edge of your field, marking where your field ends and where the rest of the world begins. This creates a bubble, if you will, around you. It actually creates an octahedron. If you were to put a rose in front of you, behind you, to your left, to your right, above your head and below your feet, and that delineates where your space is, your energy field is, and no one else's energy belongs in your space. just your divine essence. And so here you've created your octahedron, if you were to draw lines between those six roses, and one rose could just symbolize the six roses. But I want you to see this octahedron and really feel that you're sitting within it. Good job. There are several prayers, actually, that talk about this octahedron. And one of them is a metaphysical prayer. It's actually calling in Archangel Michael for protection. And it goes, Lord Michael in front, Lord Michael behind, Lord Michael to my left, Lord Michael to my right, Lord Michael above, Lord Michael below, Lord Michael, wherever I go. So again, you can see those six roses delineating your space in front, behind you, to your left, to your right, above your head and below your feet, and calling in Archangel Michael to help protect you and create that bubble around you. There's also a Native American prayer that talks about walking in beauty. And I believe it's either Navajo or Hopi. I'm not quite sure, or maybe both. And it goes, in beauty I walk, with beauty before me I walk, with beauty behind me I walk, with beauty above me I walk, with beauty below me I walk, with beauty all around me I walk. It is finished in beauty. And again, you can see how those rose points in front, behind, above, and below, and then all around create again that octahedron, that your space is part of, delineating your space. There's also a Baha'i prayer that talks about this as well. And I am almost there with it. It's a prayer for protection, and it was written by the Bab, which is the gateway to the Baha'i Faith. And let me just say, the Baha'i Faith is a world religion that began in 1844 in Persia. And it is about world unity, about that we are all one under God, and we are all children of God, and that all of the manifestations of God have come from the same God. So I will just encourage you to do your own research of the Baha'i Faith, and that's Bahai. You can go to bahai.org and find out more. But there are beautiful prayers that when I read them, I see them from a metaphysical point of view. I see them from this energy level. And that's what I would like to share with you tonight. So again, looking at the roses, there's a Baha'i prayer that is a longer prayer, but the last paragraph of it goes, immeasurably exalted art thou, O Lord. Protect us from what lieth in front of us and behind us, above our heads, on our right, on our left, below our feet, and every other side to which we are exposed. Verily, thy protection over all things is unfailing. So take a breath. Again, in that prayer, you see the points that we're talking about of our energy field in front, behind, left, right, above our heads and below our feet, and all around us, again, creating this field, this octahedron that we each walk in. And it's very important to be in your space, to stay within your energy field, because this is where your power is. This is where your information is. This is your connection to Creator, your direct connection that you have within your sacred heart. So take a breath and feel yourself in this beautiful octahedron, in this beautiful space, your bubble, if you want to call it that, and feel the love that you are, the beauty that you actually walk forth every day, that is your divine essence. And take a breath and feel your heart. There is this beautiful space within your heart that is really where God resides. It's where the divine resides. And it is your essence. It is your attunement to all that is. So feel yourself in that beautiful space. And take a breath again. Excellent. Because the heart space is all, if you attune it to the chakra, it has an affiliation with the colors pink and green. You might want to feel that beautiful green coating, that beautiful green color within your heart space. Or if you choose that beautiful pink color that is there within your sacred heart. All right, so let's move on to some other prayers. And these are some really beautiful prayers. This one I really, really enjoy. It is all about kind of, I go to it when I feel, down or troubled, worried, anxious, feel kind of not in my happy space, if you will. And that's exactly what it addresses. So let me read the prayer, and then we'll go over the energy of it, and I'll read it again, and I want you to feel that energy of it. It goes, "Oh my God, refresh and gladden my spirit. Purify my heart. Illumine my powers. I lay all my affairs in thy hand. Thou art my guide and my refuge. I will no longer be sorrowful and grieved. I will be a happy and joyful being. O God, I will no longer be full of anxiety, nor will I let trouble harass me. I will not dwell on the unpleasant things in life. O God, thou art more friend to me than I am to myself. I dedicate myself to thee, O Lord." So, with this prayer, I love the beginning of it. It says, "Oh my God, refresh and gladden my spirit." So think about what we do when we're on the computer and something goes wrong and we have to start over. We basically refresh our computer. We refresh the page. And what that does is it starts anew. It literally, energetically reloads it and brings it back into that fresh energy. So we're asking the Creator to do that with our spirit, to really refresh. Start from this present moment. This present moment is where our power is, and forget about the past or anything that's happened that has tarnished our soul or our thoughts, in other words, our feelings, our emotions, but really refresh it and gladden our spirit. I like that. And the next one is purify my heart. So again, the heart is your sacred home of the Creator. It is your sacred home for the divinity of who you are. And we're calling to be purified, to be brought back into that beautiful essence of the divine. And then it says, illumine my powers. Wow. We do have powers. We do have powers of knowing, of being able to reach the divine and feel that divinity within us. And we have powers of that insight within us, that telepathy and clairvoyance and understanding and premonitions and creating energy. It's all there. It's about illumining them, lighting the way to be able to feel them and see them and know that we are co-creating with the Creator what we feel and can act and do every single moment of every single day. And then it goes on to say, I lay all my affairs in thy hand. I know when I lay my affairs in the divine, I realize that there is a greater good, there's a greater picture here, that my wishes on this earthly plane maybe are petty or not thinking big enough. It's really about attuning one's will with the Creator's will. And then it says, thou art my guide and my refuge. That's pretty self-explanatory. You know, God guides us, and is also a refuge. It's that we are spirit, and we feel at home in the spiritual. It says, I will no longer be sorrowful and grieved. I will be a happy and joyful being. Again, those choices are up to each of us. I know that one minute when I'm sorrowful or grieved, I can choose to lay that aside and to be joyful and to be happy. And let's do that for just a moment. I want you to think of something happy, something joyful in your life, one moment that you have had that's brought you happiness. It could be, for many people, it's babies or animals. And I know that may sound strange, but we get joyful and we get happy around babies and around animals, puppy dogs and cats and all kinds of animals. So think perhaps of one of those times when you spent with a baby or an animal, or any other time that you may have had that has really made you happy. And feel that energy. Feel it in your heart. Feel it within your soul. And even though it's a memory, you're thinking a memory, you're feeling it within your body. And this is what is meant by, you have the choice to bring your body, to bring your awareness back to that beautiful, happy space, that beautiful, joyful moment, and feel it now in the present moment. I like to actually think it's my happy hat. You know, our crown chakra is all about the way that we actually exhibit ourselves to the world. And so I've created a happy hat that I can just put on, and wow, I feel that feeling of happy. I go back to that moment of when I played with my puppy dogs or saw a friend's baby. That happy moment, I can recall instantly and wear that happiness on my crown and show it to the world. Then it goes on to say, O God, I will no longer be full of anxiety, nor will I let trouble harass me. I will not dwell on the unpleasant things in life. Again, this is about choices that we have. I will not choose to be full of anxiety. There's a way to step back and go back into neutrality. Go back into, wow, you know, it really can be okay. And I can choose to feel that okayness, that I can choose to not let trouble harass me. In other words, to be in that peace, to be in that peaceful feeling. and to choose to not dwell on unpleasant things in life. How many times have you had people who are unpleasant around you, or something happens that's very unpleasant, and you feel like you're stuck in it? It actually is really about just the choice of turning and walking away, or diverting your attention to something that really is meaningful to you, that is creative and has solutions to it, that you can take action and really see your efforts come into fruition. Because many times these anxieties or those troubles that we come into, or unpleasant things, are things we feel like we don't have control over, that they're not under our jurisdiction, if you will. And that really means that it's not your problem. It's someone else's. And that's not to be, that's not to give up responsibility for it. If it truly was yours, you could have control over it. But if it's not, then there's this point of needing to find that neutrality, needing to find that balance, and stepping back and saying, well, what can I do? What can I choose? And I can go forth with a certain action and a certain mindset and a certain solutions. So we can choose to not dwell on these unpleasant things in life. And then the last line is, or the last two lines, oh God, thou art more friend to me than I am to myself. I dedicate myself to thee, O Lord. So that to me says that God is always there for me, is always my friend, always wanting the best. And whether you believe God is a personification or an energy field or simply this the world we live in and the choices we make, there is this, when we turn back to the divine, when we turn back to that bigger picture, we can realize that there is a, how can I put it, a bigger plan, a bigger essence, that sometimes the petty things in life, and I say petty in that usually they can be very small and really insignificant, in that maybe next week I won't even remember it happened, or it's been solved and I don't need to be concerned about it again and I can go on. So it's these bigger essences. I know when I step back and I look at, okay, what, how does this incident or this issue relate to my purpose in life or what I'm really here for, then I realize that the Creator is helping me, that all of the angels and the ascended masters and the manifestations of the Creator are there on the other side of the spiritual veil, if you will, to help me. They're there when I need it. That they are friends to me. I have that divine help, and you do too. So when it says, I dedicate myself to thee, O Lord, to me that says that if I can align my will with your, with the will of the greater picture, with the will of the Creator, and dedicate my actions to that bigger essence, and realizing the divinity in everyone, then I can be refreshed. I can be in this gladdened state. So take a breath. I know I dissected that prayer into small pieces. And I want you now just to sit back and relax and feel the energy and feel whatever comes to you as I read this prayer again. Oh my God, refresh and gladden my spirit. Purify my heart. Illumine my powers. I lay all my affairs in thy hand. Thou art my guide and my refuge. I will no longer be sorrowful and grieved. I will be a happy and joyful being. O God, I will no longer be full of anxiety, nor will I let trouble harass me. I will not dwell on the unpleasant things in life. O God, thou art more friend to me than I am to myself. I dedicate myself to thee, O Lord. Now take a breath and be in your octahedron, in your roses. And know there's another tool, another rose tool, that if you ever feel this non-joyful state, or these grievings, or anxiety, you can actually use a rose like a magnet, like a sticky rose, and put it out in front of you and just command it to take out that anxiety and put it into the rose. Whatever it is, and you don't actually have to know what it is, but just see it energetically coming into that rose and the rose filling up with that anxiety or that trouble. And then put a firecracker under the rose and blow it up. Just send it into sparkles of light that go back to the universe to be used as recycled energy. And it's no longer in your space. Take a breath. That's another tool to use. That is the energetic of this prayer, I believe. We're giving it back to God. We're giving it back to the Creator. All right. So let's go on to another prayer. And this one is of similar messages. And this comes from the Christian tradition. And I love this one. It is the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi. And it goes, O Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, unity. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is error, truth. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is sadness, joy. Where there is darkness, light. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying that we are born again to eternal life. So this one, similarly to the first one, says to me that we can choose what we feel. I can choose to be an instrument of God's peace. And to do that, I can substitute hatred with love. And as I do that, I use my sticky rose or my grounding cord to take the hatred and put it into the rose and simply blow it up, send it into fireworks, give it back to Creator, and then bring in the beautiful love to substitute wherever the spaces of hatred were in my energy field and bring in that essence of love. And we go through and do this with each one of these. Where there is injury, take that injury out, put it in a rose, or let it fall down your grounding cord and go into Mother Earth to be recycled, the energy of the injury. And bring in that beautiful divine essence of pardon. And let that pardon energy, that forgiveness, flow through your being, from your head to your feet and all throughout every cell of your body and into your aura, into that octahedron, filling you up with that beautiful energy of pardon. And then where there is discord, unity. So again, taking out the discord, using your rose, using a rose, a sticky rose, and wherever there is discord, let it go into the rose and then blow it up, send it back to the universe to be recycled and feel that unity coming in, that energy of unity coming into you and flowing into your body. If you choose to look at these words as colors, then you could look at it that way as well. Choose a color for discord and put that color into the rose And then choose a color for unity and feel that color coming down from your crown chakra all the way into your body, into every cell, and then going below your feet and going out into your aura around you. The next one is where there is doubt. Take out the doubt. Again, put up your rose. Take out any doubt that may be in your energy field that you may be hanging on to. And be amused. I'm yawning. Yawning to me is releasing energy. So be amused if you find there's lots of doubt. Let it flow into the rose or go down the grounding cord into Mother Earth. And then bring in the energy of faith, that beautiful energy of faith. And as I said, you could choose a color if you wanted to and let it flow throughout your entire body into your energy field. The next line is where there is error, truth. So we're removing error, the error. Let it go into a rose, any error that you may be holding on to, the energy of error. And let it flow down your grounding cord and take it out of your energy field and give it back to the universe. And then bring in truth. The beautiful light of truth flowing through your body into every cell. Feel the light of truth. The next one is where there is despair, hope. So take out despair, put up a rose, and withdraw all the despair from your energy field. Any despair you may be holding on to. And now bring in the light of hope, bring it into your body, starting with your crown chakra, whatever color or just the energy of the word hope, let it flow through your body into every cell and out into your aura around you. The next one is where there is sadness, joy. So take out the sadness. Put up a rose, and if you feel you have a lot of one of these energies, and one rose is just not going to do it, it actually will. But occasionally, I will put up a whole bouquet of roses or a rose bush, so I have multiple roses to take out that energy. And know that it happens instantaneously. So put up your rose or roses, and take out the energy of sadness. And watch it leave your energy field. And now bring in that beautiful light of joy. And let it flow down into your body from your crown chakra, top of your head, all the way down through your physical body, and below your feet. And then out into your energy field around you, up to those roses that create the perimeter of your octahedron, so that you're filled up with joy. And the next one is where there is darkness, light. So again, put up a rose for darkness. Take out darkness, wherever you may be holding on to darkness. And just give it back to the universe. Let it flow down your grounding cord into Mother Earth. And bring in the beautiful light of light. And bring that into your body and light yourself up. Be that radiance that you are. Feel the light. And then feel this as I read this. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying that we are born again to eternal life. So feel the energy from this prayer of peace, of love, of pardon, of unity, of faith, of truth, of hope, of joy, of light, of consolation, of understanding, of love, of giving and receiving, of pardoning and being pardoned, of dying and eternal life. Excellent. All right, take a breath. I love these prayers because the prayers are sacred, and it's the energy, it's being the prayer. I believe we're being called to walk in the prayer, to really become the prayer and to walk it on this earth. All right, let's go on to another one. There's another prayer that goes, I bear witness, O my God, that thou hast created me to know thee and to worship thee. I testify at this moment to my powerlessness and to thy might, to my poverty and to thy wealth. There is none other God but thee, the help in peril, the self-subsisting. Ah, so take a breath. This one is a Baha'i prayer, and it's one of the obligatory prayers that we have a choice to say each day. And to me, the energy of it, I realize when I look at it metaphysically from the energetics of this prayer, it says, I bear witness. So I am being witness to this energy. I'm being here in my present moment to really pay attention to this energy. And it says, Oh my God, that thou hast created me to know thee and to worship thee. Now let's start with the first part, to know thee. In energy terms, your sacred heart that we talked about a little while ago is where God resides. It's where the divine resides, and it's where your divinity is. So when I know myself, I also know God. So I believe that we are being told by the divine that we are to know the divine, and that means knowing me. That means knowing myself. And this is very powerful because this is what metaphysics is all about. Metaphysics is about knowing the divinity of oneself and how to become one with the Creator. And then it says, and to worship thee. So not so much that in the normal terms of the word, it could mean worship in the sense of pay homage to, do divine acts of service, make offerings, tithing, that type of thing. And energetically, to me, what it means is when I worship God, I'm elevating that divinity to a high level, to that Christed consciousness that is that 12th dimension or that highest dimension of the all that is. So when the prayer says, Thou hast created me to know thee and to worship thee, the energy of it to me is saying, I am to elevate myself to that of as close to the Creator as I can come and to know myself, the divinity in me, so that I may know God. The next part of it says, I testify at this moment to my powerlessness and to thy might. So again, this is talking about sort of the small me or the human person is the powerlessness. And thy might, of course, is the creator's might, the divine might. That in truth, energy, when we are at a high plane of consciousness, we have power. And when we align our will with the creator's will, we also have power because we're aligned. So my power comes from being in command of myself every moment in my thoughts, to be at that divine level, and my actions to be at that divine level, so that I may be aligned with the might of the Creator. And the next one says, I testify this moment to my poverty and to thy wealth. So at the same level, the wealth or the well-being is all being in attune with the Creator, because when we're in that flow of higher consciousness, in the flow of oneness and spirit, we are wealthy. That's what wealth is really about. It's not about talking about money or different currencies. In other words, wealth is being wealth in alignment with the divinity that we are. And that when I'm not, I'm in my poverty. When I'm just in my human capacity, I am in poverty, if you will. So it's about aligning myself with God's wealth, with the wealth of the all that is. And the last line says, there is none other God but thee, the help in peril, the self-subsisting. There is one essence. There's just one God. There's one creator. There's one all that is. There's one overarching energy field over, if you will, quantum physics, over all of creation. And that field is the help in peril and the self-subsisting. It is self-subsisting. It doesn't need anything else other than itself. So this prayer is about really aligning oneself to the divine nature that the Creator is and that we each can be. So again, let me read it one more time. I bear witness, O my God, that thou hast created me to know thee and to worship thee. I testify at this moment to my powerlessness and to thy might, to my poverty and to thy wealth. There is none other God but thee, the help in peril, the self-subsisting. Okay, take a breath. Feel the energy of prayers. They are very powerful. I've got a couple others that we can do before we end tonight. And this next one comes from something called the Hidden Words. And the Hidden Words are a book that Baha'u'llah wrote, that the founder of the Baha'i Faith wrote, and they are these very short prayers that are very powerful and have great meaning and great depth to them. So I want to go over several of them, or actually just we'll start with one and see where we'll do a couple. And then we'll end with the final prayer. So this one is actually the first of around 160 prayers that are written, and they're just a couple paragraphs each, and they're very potent, as I said. This one is the first prayer, and it is called, O Son of Spirit, my first counsel is this. Possess a pure, kindly, and radiant heart, that thine may be a sovereignty, ancient, imperishable, and everlasting. Okay, so take a breath. That was very short, but it's also very energetically wrapped up in a lot of different things. So first of all, O Son of Spirit, the invocation that it starts with, We are Son of Spirit. So this is to us, and it's God talking to us individually. It says, my first counsel is this. So this is the most important thing that God is telling us. Possess a pure, kindly, and radiant heart. So feel, again, that purity, that kindness, and that radiance, that light that you are in your heart and streaming out from your heart to the world, showing your divinity to the world. And it goes on to say that thine may be a sovereignty, ancient, imperishable, and everlasting. So to me, this energy feels that I may be sovereign, that I may be that ruler, that king. I may rule over myself in this ancient way. This is something that has no beginning, no end. It's imperishable and everlasting. It's always there. It has no beginning, no end. When we sit in this radiance, this purity and this kindness in our heart, we are the ancient light of the Creator. We are the everlasting light of the Creator. And we bring that sovereignty to ourselves and to the world. So again, the prayer reads, O Son of Spirit, my first counsel is this. Possess a pure, kindly, and radiant heart, that thine may be a sovereignty, ancient, imperishable, and everlasting. So take a breath. I love that prayer. And here is another hidden word. And this one is similar, but it's a little longer. And it says, O Son of Spirit, I created thee rich. Why dost thou bring thyself down to poverty? Noble I made thee. Wherewith dost thou abase thyself? Out of the essence of knowledge I gave thee being. Why seekest thou enlightenment from anyone beside me? Out of the clay of love I molded thee. How dost thou busy thyself with another? Turn thy sight unto thyself, that thou mayest find me standing within thee, mighty, powerful, and self-subsisting. So take another breath. This prayer, again, talks about how God created us rich and asked, why do we bring ourselves down to poverty? So metaphysically, that's saying to me that God created us at this Christed consciousness, at this higher level of being, this divinity. And why do we bring ourselves down to poverty? Why do we bring ourselves down to our human form and think that that's all there is? It goes on to say, noble I made thee. So we're made noble. We're made to be this rich, this nobility. And it says, wherewith dost thou abase thyself? So again, we as a human being, sometimes just we denigrate ourselves. We abase ourselves. We think we're not noble. It goes on to say, out of the essence of knowledge I gave thee being. So we have the knowledge. We have the divine knowledge. That tree of life, that tree of knowledge, is where we come from. It says, why seekest thou enlightenment from anyone beside me? So why do we think that anyone knows more than God? When we go to God or we seek enlightenment from the Creator, that is the true source. It says, out of the clay of love I molded thee. How dost thou busy thyself with another? So the clay of love, we're made from love. The Creator made us from love. And when we busy ourselves with others, we think we love others or other things, and we don't love God or the Creator. That's not in alignment. It says, turn thy sight unto thyself, that thou mayest find me standing within thee, mighty, powerful, and self-subsisting. Again, when we turn ourselves into our sacred heart and we actually see God standing there, mighty, powerful, and self-subsisting, needing nothing other than the Creator, that's when we find our true self. So this one is very powerful in that it says, this is who we are. We're rich, we're noble, and we have to look within ourselves to find the Creator. We have to look within ourselves to find that beautiful essence of who, of what we are, of what God has given us, and how we can be attached to divinity. So let me read it one more time. O Son of Spirit, I created thee rich. Why dost thou bring thyself down to poverty? Noble I made thee. Wherewith dost thou abase thyself? Out of the essence of knowledge I gave thee being. Why seekest thou enlightenment from anyone beside me? Out of the clay of love I molded thee. How dost thou busy thyself with another? Turn thy sight unto thyself, that thou mayest find me standing within thee, mighty, powerful, and self-subsisting. Okay, take a breath. We have one more prayer that I want to read, and this is the prayer for America. Because at this time, I believe we should pray for our United States, and of course this is being broadcast all over the world. So this is, you can put it into your country as well, and at the same time know that the United States of America actually has a unique spiritual destiny to help raise the oneness of humanity around the planet. And this is the way the prayer goes. O thou kind Lord, this gathering is turning to thee. These hearts are radiant with thy love. These minds and spirits are exhilarated by the message of thy glad tidings. O God, let this American democracy become glorious in spiritual degrees, even as it has aspired to material degrees, and render this just government victorious. Confirm this revered nation to upraise the standard of the oneness of humanity, to promulgate the most great peace, to become thereby most glorious and praiseworthy among all the nations of the world. O God, this American nation is worthy of thy favors and is deserving of thy mercy. Make it precious and near to thee through thy bounty and bestowal. And that's a Baha'i prayer for America. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Peace Brain Show tonight, or wherever you are in the world at whatever time it is that you're listening to it. And know this is Dr. Gail Lash, and you can find out more about our services on tourismforpeace.com. And you can email me at hello@peacebrain.org. And now go forth and activate your peace brain and put your mark on the World Peace Trails map. Many blessings. Namaste. Thank you again for tuning in. Blessings.
Thank you for joining us on the Peace Brain Show. You can find us at tourismforpeace.com. Be sure to check out Dr. Gail's Alchemy of Peace coaching sessions, her Peace Master plans for your business or organization, and her upcoming book, Peace Brain 101. Tune in to BBS Radio Station 2 every other Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern for the Peace Brain Show and your next installment of wonder, inspiration, and practical peace.